Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
Hey, I'm Sam Pascoe, and this is the Fantasy Bites Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Damian Harris doesn't carry an injury designation for Thursday's contest against the Falcons. Alvin Kamara practiced in a limited fashion Wednesday, 1 week removed from logging no practice reps before sitting out this past Sunday at Tennessee due to a knee sprain. Kamara got back on the field during the first session of Week 11 prep. Cordell Patterson is listed as questionable for Thursday night's game against New England, with the Falcons treating him as a game-time decision. The Falcons listed him as a limited practice participant Monday through Wednesday, providing optimism that Patterson can avoid an absence after sitting out the entire second half of the blowout loss to the Cowboys on Sunday. In MLB news, Justin Verlander agreed to a one-year $25 million contract with the Astros on Wednesday, which includes a player option for 2023. Verlander officially passed on the $18.4 million qualifying offer extended by Houston prior to Wednesday's deadline, and it didn't take long for him to reach a more lucrative deal. The 38-year-old missed the entirety of the 2021 season while recovering from Tommy John surgery, and he was still as effective as ever during his last full season with a 2.58 ERA, 0.8 whip, and a 300-42 strikeout-to-walk ratio over 223 innings during 2019. Brandon Belt accepted his one-year $18.4 million qualifying offer Wednesday by the San Francisco Giants. Belt spent the first 11 seasons of his career in San Francisco, and he'll remain with the Giants for at least one more year after accepting his QO. The 33-year-old missed time with various injuries in 2021, but it's unlikely that the fractured left thumb he suffered late in the season will affect his availability this spring. In Yahoo DFS basketball, we're looking at Thursday picks. As far as Thursdays go, it's a fairly busy one with six games on the schedule in the NBA. The Warriors will be in action again, this time looking to improve their record against the Cavaliers team that is missing several key players, including standout rookie Evan Mobley. Two of the top teams in the Eastern Conference will also be facing off when the Heat host the Wizards. Another potentially juicy matchup will take place in Utah when the Jazz host the Raptors. One player to target is Gary Payton. The key bit of news to watch for this game is the update on Steph Curry, who is listed as questionable. If he sits, then Payton would likely garner added playing time. If Curry does play, though, this could lead to a blowout against an undermanned Cavs team, which could also lead to added playing time in the second half for Payton. At the near minimum salary, he could be worth taking a chance on in tournament play. One forward to take a look at is Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Playing in the second game of a back-to-back set, the Wizards will rest Spencer Dinwiddie. The only other game he missed this season, KCP scored at 34.6 Yahoo points. With added shot attempts likely coming in this contest, Caldwell-Pope is a viable option despite a less-than-stellar matchup against a very good defense. Now we take a look at the Thursday Night Football DFS breakdown for the Falcons and Patriots. Thursday's matchup features two teams going in opposite directions. Led by standout rookie quarterback Mac Jones, the Patriots have won four straight and sit just a half game behind the Bills for first place in the AFC East. Meanwhile, the Falcons have beat a few bad teams this season, but other than that have largely been disappointing. They're coming off a 40-point loss to the Cowboys on Sunday and are still without star wide receiver Calvin Ridley. Few would have expected to see the Patriots as 7-point road favorites, but that's the line for Thursday's game, which has a 47.5-point total. The large spread is understandable when you consider the recent trajectory and future prospects for each team. Matt Ryan is the most expensive player on both sides. He's been inconsistent this season, but he's still putting up decent fantasy numbers more often than not. He's topped 22 DraftKings points in 5 of 9 games, while passing for 300-plus yards in 4 of them. On the flip side, he's failed to reach double-digit fantasy points in 3 games. Ryan's range of outcomes is wide, and Thursday's matchup is a tough one. The Patriots rank second in the league in team defense and have held opponents to under 10 points in back-to-back games. From a DFS perspective, he's still one of the top options. Neither team is very fantasy-friendly, and both lack star players. That makes it more likely that Ryan ends up as an optimal lineup. Jacoby Myers caught his first NFL touchdown in his 135th career reception last week, and nearly the whole team ran on the field to celebrate with him. He's only drawn four targets in each of the last two games, and has put up double-digit fantasy points just twice in his last six. Those aren't great numbers for the most expensive receiver on the slate. Kendrick Bourne has shown some more big play upside. He's drawn 4-plus targets in 4 straight games and has 45 or more yards in 3 of his last 5. It's a bit concerning that he's only played 43% of snaps last week, but the blowout win played a big part in that. Nelson Aguilar continues to play a high percentage of the snaps, but hasn't recorded more than 3 catches in a single game since week 1. The only two times he scored double-digit fantasy points were those two games where he caught a touchdown. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.